The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's hard to break the silence. Thank you so much for your practice. It's wonderful. I chose it as the comments for a short talk. Words from Brother David Steindl-Rast. He is a Benedictine monk. He's Austrian by birth. And he's 96 years old. And when he was about 20, his family moved to the U.S., to New York. And then a year after he moved to this country, he entered a Benedictine monastery in New York. And then during his time as a monk and currently, he really has a special interest in Buddhist-Christian dialogue. And so he's done a lot of work in that area, bringing the two traditions and practices together. He studied with three Zen masters, one of whom was Suzuki Roshi. And in the year 2000, so 22 years ago, he co-founded an organization, and they called it a Network for Grateful Living, and it's dedicated to gratefulness, and that's really how he's known by anybody who follows him. And he has a website, and the URL is grateful.org, simple enough. Today we're going to listen to a talk that he gave. It's really quite short, on gratefulness. And to kind of help us get into our own thoughts, our own Buddhist version of Thanksgiving Day, I'd like to propose a very short guided meditation with a few focused questions, and then we'll hear from Brother David. And so there are four questions I thought of related to his comments. And the first one is, let's imagine that right now it's tomorrow morning, it's Thanksgiving Day. And is there a focus that we would like to set for Thanksgiving Day this year? It might be an attitude. It might be an intention. And how will we choose to observe the day? We'll take a couple of minutes of silence. I'd like to drop in a second question from Brother David's talk. If we knew that tomorrow would be the very last day of our life, how would we want to live it? What would we think or say or do? And in our third step, let's give attention to our sense of seeing, of eyesight, because he mentions this. So on Thanksgiving Day, what would we want to notice and see and appreciate in this day. And we might include some people, we might include the natural world, we might include anything we like. What would we want to notice? In our fourth reflection, what blessings do we want to be especially aware of and grateful for?
Faces of people whom you meet. each one has an incredible story behind their faith. Not only their own story, but the story of their ancestors.
Each one has an incredible story behind their face. Not only their own story, but the story of their ancestors. All that life from generations and from so many places all over the world flows together and meets you here like a life-giving water. If you only open your heart and drink. Open your heart to the incredible gifts that civilization gives to us. You flip a switch and there is electric light. Turn a faucet and there is warm water and cold water. And drinkable water, a gift that millions and millions in the world will never experience. And so I wish that you open your heart to all these blessings and let them flow through you, that everyone you meet on this day will be blessed by you. Just by your presence. Let the gratefulness overflow into blessing all around you. Then it will really be a good day. We like, we have a couple of minutes for comments, and we'll pass the mic around. Would anyone like to respond to today's practice together?
Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for the comments. The comment that each face has a very powerful story to tell from generations and forefathers, it's a very powerful comment, and I just wanted to acknowledge that. I have the very first day I have come here for practice with Gil. I have shared a story about Ashoka, who was a disciple of Buddha. He had seen lots of blood. And I related that to my story, where I had seen lots of blood when I was very small. And that is my connection with the practice and whatnot. And that has somehow remained integral with whatever I have done throughout my life, the name Kalinga, the name Ashoka, the name Chandragupta Maurya, who was a disciple of Buddha. And this is just one example I wanted to present in relation to the comment you talked about. Each face has a story to tell, to look carefully. Thank you.
Thank you. I think to keep to our schedule, we need to close this part. And maybe, Nana, can you lead us in the next part? We have 15 minutes for mindful cleaning of our center here, and then we'll end with a closing circle.
Yes, so we may I have 4 volunteers to clean restrooms? 1, 2, 3, okay. 4, okay, great. The 4th restroom is upstairs. At the end of the 15 minutes, you all hear a bell, and at that point, stop what you're doing, put tools away, and join us at the parking lot for closing, where we'll be able to have our masks off. And may I have 1 person to vacuum this area? And once you know what you'll be doing, feel free to go ahead and get started. 1 person to vacuum the area. Okay, thank you. 1 person to sweep the social hall. Thank you. And 1 person to take out the recycling, the garbage recycling. Thank you. And 1 person to tidy up the kitchen area. Great. And then we also have the, if there's any more volunteers, we also have the cleaning of the windows. That you like to do that? Great. Great. And then anyone else available? Okay, so 1 more person. 2? Okay. We have the cleaning of outside. So like sweeping any area, there's many choices. Sweeping the parking lot, sweeping the entrance. Yeah, so I'll open the shed